Welcome to the Toolshed. I'm Dr. Baruch Halevi, also known as B. And for the past 25 years, I have been guiding people through what I call life's T's, transitions, tests, trials, traumas, and tragedies. And when we come to one of those T's, here's what I know to be true. We need direction, we need guidance, and we need tools, all of which I offer to you. In a very brief podcast, 5-10 minutes max, you will learn a new tool to help you navigate your T's, as in the words of my teacher and mentor, Viktor Frankl, you learn to transform tragedy into triumph, or whatever T you're facing. This is my gift to you. In this tool, Discovering David in the Marble, I'm sure I've done it before, but I have now 75 tools in the tool shed. I lost it. So it's like, you know, at home, I keep losing my hammer, so I have to go buy a hammer, then I find it. Now I have like 4 hammers. You might have 2 Davids, but better 2 Davids than no David. So this is the story, or at least is my telling of this legend about the sculpture of David that was made by Michelangelo. Now, this didn't just happen. Frankly, it happened over something like a 25-year period, but it wasn't Michelangelo that began this process with the creation of David. This was a slab of marble that was imported into Italy from far away, and it was very expensive, very labor-intensive to get this piece of marble to Italy where it was going to be carved. However, when it arrived, the artist that was supposed to work in it wouldn't touch it because he said it was, I don't know how he said it, but essentially it was a piece of shit. It was not worthy of his mastery, his artistry. I guess it was a blemished piece of marble. And many times they tried to conscript a artist to create something out of this, and many times it was passed over. Until much later, and great artists passed this over, like Leonardo da Vinci and others. And then finally, this young up-and-coming artist named Michelangelo took this on and created David. And that's one part of the teaching. The other part is somebody said to Michelangelo, how did you create David in this blemished marble? How did you create such a fine, right, piece of art? I guess I'm not an aficionado, but I guess this is one of the most beautiful pieces to have ever been created by anybody. He said, I didn't create David. What do you mean you didn't create David, right? I'm looking at David. He said, I didn't create David. David was in the marble. I removed everything that wasn't David. So I extract 2 tools out of this. The first is, don't pass over the blemished marble, the stuff that everybody else passes by. And I don't just mean out in the marketplace, out in the world, in a partner, right? I'm glad Ariella didn't pass over me as a blemished piece of marble. I'd like to think there's a Baruch in there somewhere. So I don't just mean it that way, but I mean in yourself, right? What's the piece of marble, that thing, that blemished piece of you, that imperfect aspect of you, that annoying piece of you, that destructive piece of you that you pass over, that you've written off as worthless, as meaningless? Because in my experience, according to the work of Carl Jung, that stuff, that shadowy stuff, is where energy resides. And when we can go into that energy, that imperfect pieces of us, and learn from them and utilize them and redeem them, our life just changes, ascends in so many ways when we don't pass over the blemished pieces of marble in our lives and certainly in other people as well. The more important tool, I don't know if it's more important, but certainly the one I turn to this more often, is David. Because what Michelangelo is saying about David, such an act of humility, that we don't create the Davids. Viktor Frankl, my teacher and mentor, would say, we don't create meaning. You know how many people talk to me about they want to make meaning out of, you know, a bad situation? They want to make lemonade out of lemons? That's not meaning. We can't make meaning. I don't have that kind of power. Meaning, from Frankl's perspective, is it's a thing. It's a living, breathing energy, entity. I didn't create it, just like I didn't create my kids. I showed up, but I didn't create them. And Ariella certainly did more work than I did, but she didn't create them. We participated in the creation, but there's an energy or life force that is far beyond either of us. Yes, we do our part, but as Michelangelo taught, we're here to remove the impediments, to remove the obstacles, to remove the marble that isn't the vision. Yes, we have vision, a vision to have children. You have vision to go out and, you know, find your soulmate. And, you know, you realized him or her. You had those children. You create your work, whatever it is, your art. But are you the creator or are you the visionary? Where did that vision come from? Maybe it comes from somewhere else. Victor Hugo, the playwright, said, "I don't have ideas. They have me." It's a paradigm shift when I'm working with somebody to realize maybe they don't have the idea. Maybe the idea has them and it came from somewhere. It came from that place of meaning, that place that has a life of its own. And so when I'm going through struggle, when I'm going through suffering, it's not that I make meaning. I go into the blemished marble and I remove all of the impediments, all of the obstacles to get to the source that gives me so much power, because I'm not the source of the power. I'm just participating. I'm just a midwife helping birth this thing into existence. And so when you're going through heartache and heartbreak and shatterings and suffering, this is a transformative tool, because now it's not about me. I just want to play my part. I don't have to now make it meaningful. That just adds pressure to me that I can't deal with when I'm in the darkness. But what I can do is say, "Thy will, not my will." I just want to be the Michelangelo, to remove the marble that isn't David, that's getting in the way of meaning. But I am not creating the meaning. It also reminds me that, right, I'm not alone. That there's something here that all human beings have participated in, all people around me are going through, and that my children will go through as well. It takes that pressure off of me of being, you know, the bootstrapping solopreneur going through it life alone, and I can turn to these ancient principles and these universal tools and know that I am just simply playing my part to realize the meaning, yes, that I and I alone am here to do. If I would have taken that marble, it wouldn't have looked like David. That was Michelangelo's, that was his contribution. But yours is no better or worse than his. There is a statue inside of you. There's a statue out in the marble of life and whatever you're going through that is yours and yours alone. Your work, my work, our work is to go out into the world, to not walk past the blemished pieces of marble, to not write them off as imperfect, therefore not worthy of my time. Oftentimes, those are the things out in the world or inside of us that point the way for us to do our work. And when we find those things, to take some of the pressure off, realizing we don't make meaning, we are here to discover it. And that means we got to get into the marble, we got to do the hard work of chiseling, we got to have the vision, we got to have the stamina and the diligence to keep showing up day after day and chipping away and away and away. And when we do, over and over again, I've seen it and I've experienced it, we realize our David, your David, in the marble of your life. I will see you in the next tool. Until then, rise up in the second half of life. Thank you for listening to the Defiant Spirit Podcast with me, your host, Dr. Baruch Halevi. If you like what you heard, please consider leaving a 5-star review and share this podcast with others. To learn more about the Defiant Spirit, get more inspirational content, or see how we might work together to live your Defiant Spirit, visit DefiantSpirit.org. Until then, take back your power and live your Defiant Spirit.